producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What's going on today? As we all know, today is 9/11. It's kind of a it's 13 years after the initial attack on our country, on our homeland, on our home soil. So I kind of want to put the tenor of the show anyway today in that light. So if you, like, I remember where I was on 9/11. I remember what I was doing. I remember, you know, everything that happened in, like, crystal clear clarity back then. And kind of want to ask you the same. Do you remember where you were? What was your mindset? What did you think? Did you try to go out and get gas after, you know, everything kind of came together or fell apart, however your perception of that date was? I mean, it was a pretty traumatic time in our country's history. I also want to ask, you know, do you think the response afterwards was appropriate? I know that there's a lot of criticisms on both sides, you know, on many, many different sides. I mean, there are so many different sides on what happened that day, our response afterwards, was it appropriate, that sort of thing. So just kind of want to get your feel on this 9/11 anniversary today, 13 years later. I am your host for the Common Sense Club here, first hour of What's On Your Mind. Leon Francis, Radio on Flag, a family radio. A nice day out. I mean, it's a pretty decent day out, despite it being, you know, the anniversary of 9/11. Today, on today's show, I'm going to ask Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner, you know, their feelings on this 13th anniversary of 9/11. I'm also going to ask them about, you know, Barack Obama's speech last night. And that's something else I want to touch on today with the callers here, 855-200-1776 extension 2. I'm going to ask them, you know, what are their feelings? I mean, what was their takeaway from the speech last night? Do you think that our president showed strength and resolve? What was your impression of our commander in chief last night as he addressed the nation on ISIS and what's going on over there in the Middle East? I really, really want your opinions on that. 855-200-1776 extension 2. And I'm also going to get Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner's take on that later on in the show. As a matter of fact, at 8:30, we're going to have a Democratic candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner, Jason Astrup, and I'm going to talk to him about his tax plan, about this race for tax commissioner. I'm going to touch on Ryan, but I'm not going to allow the conversation to go into a beat up on Ryan type conversation. That's not going to happen. I don't want to do that, but I do think that Jason has a very, very good tax plan that he's put forth, and I want to get your opinion on that, and we're going to talk to him about that. Not going to take any phone calls when he's on because I want him to get what he needs to get out. I want him to parse out his tax plan, and then we can talk about it later. At 8:49, I have Dustin Garrillo, and he's the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network, and we're going to talk about not only Jason's tax plan. We're going to talk about Ryan's tax plan also? What are the alternatives to Jason's tax proposal that's out there? So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We know that this has been a especially in the last couple of weeks, a very, very tumultuous race with a lot of ups and downs, a lot of media, and it kind of came out of nowhere. As a matter of fact, it's kind of nuts, sparked tons of debate. So I think it's going to be a good conversation to have this morning. We're going to come back at 9 with some open phone time. And we really want to discuss 9-11, 13 years later. Really want to get your perception and perspective on that. 13 years, that's a long time. But I remember it like it was yesterday. So there you go. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell will be what's on your mind. They'll be fielding your phone calls. So light them up. I want to, while I'm driving, to take my son to school and to get ready for other jobs and that sort of thing. I want to hear North Dakota perspective of 9/11 and the 13 subsequent years afterwards. I had a really rousing debate last night on social media. I mean, until the wee hours of the morning on just that, on 9/11, on, you know, the first Gulf War in Kuwait. I mean, just the whole gamut from about 1991 till 2014 on my social media. So I know that there are a lot of points out there, a lot of different points of view. And I want to encourage you to share your points of view today. It is 9/11. It is the anniversary of when those towers fell and when we were hit and we felt it. I mean, I really don't think since Pearl Harbor, maybe we've ever been hit like this and pretty much brought the country and the world to a standstill. I think there were folks all over the world that saw that, and wow, it resonated across the globe when that happened. And it has shaped the political landscape for the past 13 years. It has shaped the world, the world's economy, the world's political landscape, everything about, in my humble opinion, everything about our this little ball of mud we call home changed on that day. It changed the way we went after terrorism. It changed the way we perceive countries that we thought harbored terrorists. It changed the way we fight wars. I mean, think about that. The Geneva Convention, I'm not going to say it no longer applied, but had to be modified. I mean, a lot of things changed on that day. And I want to get your point of view on that. One other thing that I want to mention, and this is going to a bit of an aside, because of the solar activity, we're going to be able to see a brilliant Northern Lights display. And that's going to be on Friday, as a matter of fact. So, and I'm one of those guys, I have to see this kind of stuff. I'm one of those those weird sci-fi guys, I guess. I really love science. I really, really love anything that has anything to do with solar bodies. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing, and it's something to lift my spirits, you know, with this, with the anniversary of 9/11 on today, on Thursday today. Right now, I'm looking at the Ground Zero event that are going on over there in New York. Wow. It's still, you know, you see those towers. I mean, you see the images. It's still gut-wrenching 13 years later. I can't even look at them. I look at them, I get chills. It's just the oddest thing 13 years later, I still, you know, I'm looking at the towers now, you know, smoke billowing out and that sort of thing. And I'm it takes me right back to that day, right back to that day. And I'm just like, wow. 855-200-1776. I want to get your point of view on, you know, this 9/11, 13 years after the date. Just want to know, just want to have a conversation on, you know, how you feel about that. Do you feel that we responded appropriately? I had a discussion last night that went in, again, into the wee hours of the morning, and some folks don't feel that we responded appropriately. I'd also like to point out, I mean, as per our discussion last night, Bush was prophetic on many, many things. I mean, we don't give him enough credit, but he was prophetic. We're going to talk about that right after this with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. We'll be right back right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We're back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club, the first hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm fitting that all in on What's On Your Mind, the Common Sense Club. I like it. I like it. And this is Spy Family Radio. I'm your host, Leon Francis. We're talking about 9/11, 13 years later, and even the atmosphere, the attitude of the country now on this 9/11. 13 years later, folks don't feel as safe now. As a matter of fact, almost half of Americans that were polled say they feel less safe than they did before the attacks. And I think that that's understandable. 26% of Americans now believe the nation is safer. Don't know where that came from. And then 26% say that they feel about as safe. So I want to ask Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner if they feel as safe, safer, or not as safe today as they felt 13 years ago. So Ellen and Blanquita, are you there?
Okay, yes. Well, let me just tell you, part of the reason people, I think, feel safer is because we are a lot more careful about airlines, that kind of thing, and even trains. On the other hand, and I'm one of these people that feels both, safe and not safe. I do feel safe right now in the United States, but you know I work in Africa, and we are not paying right. enough attention to the terrorism that is growing there, not just in Nigeria, but in other places in Africa, which are becoming destabilized, not only due to Ebola, but Lord's Resistance Army and all of that. And we have got to pay attention to the continent, which we're not, or we are not going to be safe.
You know, I was in front of the Pentagon that day, okay, not too long after the plane hit the building. And I can remember, a woman in a business suit, bare feet, trying to conduct traffic, and people coming screaming from the Pentagon like a horror movie saying, run for your lives. And thinking, you know, how I was going to get across to be able to go broadcast, because I knew that it was critical. A whole series of events. Fortunately, my best friend who was in the car had the same size shoes. I was wearing high heels and she was wearing flats. So I said, you keep the car, I'll take your shoes. So I ran across the Key Bridge all the way to my radio studio, which was just a couple of blocks away from the White House. But already there were tanks, there were planes, and it was important to convey to the American people that we were safe and ready. And even though I have political differences with the current commander-in-chief and not impressed by his speech, I do believe that we have a strong government and that we will prevail, and I do believe, in spite of the danger, that we're strong enough to face.
Absolutely, and I agree.
We will prevail, but only if we really pay attention to what's going on in the world. I think that not only is Africa an issue, I think the drug trade is destabilizing, and we've just got to deal with some of these problems.
I agree.
You mean
I agree with you,
Ellen. And another point that
we, but sometimes we do.
Well, and so, yesterday, Ellen and I watched the president's speech, and the one thing that was concerning to me in all of that, a couple of things, is that he never talked about securing the border. He never talked about confiscating passports, making sure the airline industry was wiser and smarter, especially in areas not too far from you up in Minneapolis, what happened over there. I think as a nation, we're going to have to demand more from our representatives, members of the Senate and the President, and not let them slide by with just idle rhetoric.
And I totally agree. Ellen, what was your take on the on Obama's speech last night?
Well, I think that it was good. I disagree with Blanquita. I think it was an excellent speech. I wish he had made it 6 months sooner. I think that the president has been a little too slow to tackle some of this, and he has been under criticism for that. But he has come around, and I think he will take action. Now, my only big concern is that he is going to at the request and cooperation of Saudi Arabia, helped them. But I will say this in terms of Saudi Arabia. Don't forget, it was our bases in Saudi Arabia that ignited some of the 9/11 terrorists. And so I think we have to be very careful with what we do with Saudi Arabia, because terrorism is bred there.
You and I went to Saudi Arabia. You and I both know that the country has this undercurrent of division. So frankly, it's in their best interest to work with us to be able to protect their own country and have much more of an ability to combat terrorism from that faction of society which is disenfranchised and wants to take them down. The good news is, and another thing I wish the president had said, is that we are now almost capable to be energy sufficient, and I wish he'd made some reference to the Keystone Pipeline, but he did not. So I wanted to hear from him that he was going to protect the grid. I wanted to hear from him that he was going to protect the water supply. I wanted
but
to
how
hear
much
from
can
him.
He honestly do in one speech?
Well, he could have hit bullets that were critical to people who look at him and say, I've heard this BS before in other ways, and I'm not buying it. And right now, to the Democratic side of the aisle, you got elections coming up here in a couple of, you know, not too distant, around the corner, and that the Democrats are going to be swept out of office so big it's going to be unprecedented.
And you guys bring up a couple of points. One of the things that I thought, when he started out, I was actually kind of moved. I'm like, wow, this is the speech I want to hear. And then he kind of disintegrated. A couple of things he said raised my hackles a bit. He said it's been 13 years since our country was attacked. And in my opinion, he's forgetting about the Boston bombings, Benghazi, Fort Hood, the airing of those two Americans being beheaded. As you know, I see all of those as an attack on America.
The Christians in Syria. On and on and on and on. Also, what's going on in the prisons? And the prisons, which is becoming the big recruitment center for a lot of the guys that are becoming terrorists as they leave.
Yes.
Well, you know something, I don't think we would be filling our prisons if we decriminalized, and I'm not talking about legalizing, decriminalized drugs so that we don't have these myriad of people in there, often funded by the drug money, and they stay in there and then they become radicalized. If we decriminalized drugs so that people had to sign for the drugs like they do in Portugal, we would have, a point of intervention, and two, we would stop this criminal craziness.
You both bring up really good points. But
the president would also tell these governors where the illegal aliens are around the country, because while I support Latinos as a Latina, I'd like to know who they are, if they are.
Thank you. Thank you. Our time is short here. It's all too brief. We'll be right back with Jason Astrup. He's running for tax commissioner. We're going to have that conversation on the other side of this break.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We are back. I am your host, Leon Francis, for this first hour of What's on Your Mind. We like to call this the Common Sense Club. I got a lot of jazz a week or two ago when I started talking about the whole tax commissioner race and, you know, the NDGOP and what the honorable thing to do and that sort of thing. So we're not going to rehash that, but I do have in studio, as a matter of fact, Jason Astrup, and he is running. He's on the Democrat ticket, and he's running for to be our tax commissioner here in North Dakota. So I thought it'd be a good chance for you guys to get to know him, get to know his politics. You have one awesome. And the only other tax plan I could think of is, you know, no income tax, zero. And maybe, you know, zero property tax, something along those lines. But that's not going to happen right now. But your plan, in my opinion, is the next best thing. So there you go. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
All right. Thanks, Leon. I really appreciate the opportunity to come in here this morning and explain my plans.
Good deal. Good deal. So you've heard all of the controversy surrounding this race, and I said earlier we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. Just want to get your 2 cent worth on it, maybe, you know, 30 seconds, how you feel about all the controversy, how you feel about your opponent, and then we're going to move on to your platform.
You know, as far as my opponent, I'm glad he's getting the help that he needs right now, and I don't know all the facts, so I can't speak entirely and pass any judgments right now, so until I know more facts, I'm going to hold off on that.
Understood. Good deal. Good deal. So, and I know that, especially in the media, they were kind of smacking you around, man. And I spoke with you yesterday, and I just didn't get the perception that they are portraying out there of you in the media, you know, against your opponent. I didn't get that, and I just wanted the folks to get that, you know, right here on the airwaves. So,
thank you.
Your tax plan. Let's talk about it. Why is it so great? One, why do you feel it's so great? And I see the smile creeping across your face right now. I want you to explain to the folks what you are proposing in your tax plan.
Sure, Liam. I proposed on Tuesday that North Dakota pass what I proposed as the Respect the Taxpayer plan. Right now, North Dakota, we all know, is sitting on a huge flush of cash in the bank. And we should not be stockpiling the taxpayers' dollars. So I propose that we give about $1.14 billion back to the taxpayers over the next 2 years. And that's split between $468 million in income tax relief and $670 million in property tax relief.
Wow. So, and you are proposing a $235 million per year income tax cut that eliminates the top two and the bottom two tax brackets,
yep,
right?
That's right, Leon. It really simplifies the income tax system here in North Dakota. There's only going to be one rate from here on out, so nobody has to worry about jumping up into the next bracket or anything like that. Everyone's going to be on the same playing field. And the best part about this plan is there's going to be a bottom end exemption for everyone. So if you're single, you have a $40,000 exemption off your taxable income. And if you're married, there's an $80,000 exemption off your taxable income. And if you're a single parent, it's $58,000. So North Dakota does its tax hop based off of your federal taxable income. So to back this up so people understand, you add back in the federal standard deduction, personal exemptions. So what this means is if you're in North Dakota and you're single, the first $50,000 you make would not be taxed. If you're married, the first $100,000 you make would not be taxed. And if you're a single parent, the first $75,000 you make would not be taxed here in North Dakota. In essence, this eliminates any income tax liability for 57% of the filers in North Dakota.
You do realize that you essentially eliminate the progressive tax?
Yeah.
And you do realize that you're a Democrat, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go, man.
Yeah, we got to look up for what's best for the taxpayers here in our state, and that's what I'm trying to do.
There is no R or D that you're towing. You're looking out for the folks.
Yep, and I'm trying to bring an independent voice, be an advocate for the taxpayers here in our state. I think that's what we need right now at this time.
Absolutely, man. Give us some of your other, like your platform ideas. Give us the ideas from Jason Astrup.
Sure. Well, I started off at the beginning of the summer. I said, why are we taxing Social Security benefits here in North Dakota? We should end the tax, senior citizen tax, quit taxing grandma's and grandpa's Social Security check. North Dakota is one of only 13 states in the country that is currently taxing these benefits. I just think it's the bad public policy right now when North Dakota has this much money and funds, resources available. The next one I had was, why are we taxing military people? No, North Dakota is one of only 7 states in the country that does not give a tax break for military pensions. So I propose we end the tax on military pensions, and we should not be taxing our active duty service members here in our state.
Oh, good plan, man.
North Dakota already gives a tax exemption to the National Guard members who are called up to federal active duty. We need to extend that to all active duty members, not just the National Guard.
Okay. But,
they're putting their lives on the lines for us every day. We need to treat them right.
I like that.
Then the most recent proposal before this one, I said North Dakota should be given a tax credit for any student loan interest paid to the Bank of North Dakota. Right now, everyone's struggling with the higher cost of higher education. It's gone up 50% in the last 10 years, and I think 168% in the last 20 years.
Okay.
So if we can't rein in the cost of higher education for our students, we better be helping them out on the back end. And the bigger picture on this is, we got about 23,000 job openings right now in our state. We're going to have to go out of state to get people here to fill those jobs. So we better, as a state, have a nice tax policy to get people here to come to our state and say, hey, this is really a working family-friendly state.
And that's something else I was going to go towards. We always hear about the problems in our workforce development, getting folks to come here and that sort of thing. So how would your plan, how would you address that, workforce issues?
Well, from the tax policy, we just need to be a worker-friendly tax state. I think my income tax plan goes a long way. My property tax plan I proposed on Tuesday would reduce your assessed value by $75,000. You wouldn't be taxed on the first $75,000 of your homestead.
Okay.
And as far as the renters, right now, the renters aren't receiving any of this property tax benefit, relief benefit, so I want to see a renter's income tax credit.
Well, what would that look like?
It'd be a maximum of $500 per year, so it'd be 5% of your rent paid. So to max out on the credit, you need to be paying $833 a month in rent.
And I remember that whole debate. Renters were upset when we were talking about property tax relief, and they were like, "Hey, we're not going to see any of that. We're not going to see any of that relief." So, you plan on addressing that?
Definitely. Good. You know, we see here in Fargo, we see apartment buildings sprouting up every day. It seems like there's a new one. You're like, wow, I didn't see that one last week. And
like snow in North Dakota, man.
Exactly.
Give us a little bit more of what you would you have to offer to the folks in here in North Dakota.
You know, the income tax plan, I'm not sure how many people are aware of it, but North Dakota has 111,000 small businesses here in the state that are taxed at the individual levels. They're not taxed at the corporate level. They're what's called a flow-through entity, pass-through entity, S-corporations, LLCs, partnerships, sole proprietorships. They're all taxed at the individual level. And my income tax plan benefits every single one of those 111,000 small businesses here in our state. So it's a very business-friendly plan as well.
Good deal. Good, and I think that would bring that brings a lot of folks from the outside in, especially when they're looking at North Dakota as maybe a place to settle down, to you know, to business, to buy a home, that sort of thing. I think especially when we're thinking about the problems that we're having with workforce, like we mentioned before, folks in from outside of the state to make our state look attractive. I think that's pretty awesome, man. And also another thing, you know, I'm thinking about, I saw a story in the forum about a lot of homeowners going across the river right now. So, you know, I think that this tax plan would address some of those problems.
Definitely
also
start leveling the playing field.
Right, right. Exactly. I like the cut of your jib, man. There you go.
Thanks,
so give us a little bit more.
And I guess another thing to think about with the don't tax veterans benefits, these people are highly trained and specialized, dedicated people. Our employers here in our state would love to keep them around. We need to have a tax policy that lets them get their pension checks tax-free. So that they stick around and help fill all the openings here in our state.
So how does your tax plan differ from your opponent?
My opponent, so far, I think the only thing he has put out is a property tax relief plan, and I think it was about $500 million is all he was proposing, and $200 of that, in my opinion, is a little fuzzy math. It's increasing the education spending, but the $200 million he's allocating to that was $200 million that was already going to be mandated under current law. So in my opinion, I don't think he was expanding property tax relief on that edge.
You know, you're raising the bar for like everyone, especially the Republicans out there. You're raising the bar, man. You should expect to get a little flack.
I've seen some. You know, I've seen broad or widespread support, too, from both sides of the aisle, which I greatly appreciate.
Good. And that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be. And so friends of mine, we were talking about this the other day. It shouldn't be, you know, this guy has a D behind his name, so I can't vote for him. Or this guy has an R behind his name, so we got to stick with him. It should be the guy or the gal that presents the absolute best plan for the citizens of North Dakota. And that's what it's all about right there, man. So I just want to tell us a little bit about you. I mean, are you a business owner? Are you a homeowner? What do you do in your private life? Are you one of those guys that were born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
Not
you know,
at all.
That sort of thing?
No, I grew up in Jamestown, Leon, went to Jamestown College, got a bachelor's degree in business administration, went up to the University of North Dakota School of Law, graduated with my law degree there in 2004. So I've been practicing law for about 10 years now, or been out of law school for 10 years.
Okay.
So I'm a homeowner. I live in West Fargo. Married. My wife Jamie's a registered nurse here in town. So.
Good deal. So you're just you're not one of the evil rich. You're not trying to, you know, one of those folks. You're just a down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth guy, and you want to do the best for North Dakota.
That's
that
right.
You see.
And I'm a small business owner, too.
Yeah.
So I understand that. I do practice business law, tax law, and estate planning. So I deal with small businesses through my work. I understand the struggles that they have. And
how do you feel about your taxes now?
No, this plan will help all the small businesses here.
I like that diplomatic answer you gave right now, man. But okay, so nuts and bolts, $235 million per year income tax cut eliminates the top two and bottom two tax brackets, leaves a single 2.52% tax bracket for everyone. give single tax filers a $40,000 standard exemption and married tax filers $80,000 standard exemption, basically eliminating the progressive income tax, and all around pretty good for North Dakotans.
It is. It eliminates the tax for the bottom 57% of the filers here in our state.
Good deal. That's Jason Astrup. I mean, he wants your vote for North Dakota Tax Commissioner, and I thought I'd bring him to your attention. And there you go. Thanks for coming in,
right,
man.
Thanks, Leonard. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back right after this break.
0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. Four nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus four nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. Six meals, four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We're back. We are back. Sorry about not taking phone calls this morning. I wanted him to get his plan out. I didn't want to go into the weeds and get into the whole Rauschenberger debate. I didn't want it to the conversation to go down that road. So, but I welcome your phone calls now. 855-217-76. That's the way to shake up the show a little bit, I think. Anyway, my next guest is Dustin Garillo. He's the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network, and we're going to be discussing tax relief plans that are being discussed by both parties. So, Dustin, welcome to the Common Sense Club, man.
Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Good morning. So, did you get a chance to listen to the interview a couple of minutes ago with Jason Astrup?
Yeah, I sure did. And I think like a lot of people, like your reaction probably was, you know, if we heard a Republican put out this plan, we'd be happy and jumping for joy because it would be a lot bigger than we've gotten from Republicans in this state in recent years.
Well, absolutely. Okay, and you understand this stuff. You crunch the numbers. You parse all this stuff out. So I wanted you on to tell us basically the difference between the plans that are coming out from Jason's camp and from Ryan's camp.
Well, basically, the plan that came out of the Rauschenberger camp was a continuation of the status quo. You know, the program that basically takes more state tax dollars, puts it to a local level, and tells locals that they have to reduce their property tax. It doesn't really reduce property taxes. It just changes where the money is coming from. It's a shift. I call it a shell game. It's fine in a temporary sense, but making it permanent as they are, there's questions whether the state can simply afford it long term. And Jason mentioned the fuzzy math, and that's exactly right, because what Rauschenberger's camp was taking credit for was a $1.3 billion tax cut. But what they didn't mention was $850 million of that was just continuing what had already happened in previous years. And, in fact, those dollars aren't even called tax relief anymore because they were put into the education formula. And once they're in the education formula, we know they're not going anywhere because no Republican is going to cut the education budget, because Democrats have come after them and say that they cut education.
I agree. And again, you know, we always, and there's been this debate about tax reform in North Dakota for a very long time. And again, I agree with the sentiment that it seems to be a shell game with a lot of folks that we elect to represent us. So when I'm looking at Jason's plan, and I'm like, wow, you know, this is going to change the paradigm, the conversation, because a Democrat is proposing this. So do you think that we're going to get a better proposal out of the NDGOP?
Well, I certainly hope so. It's my hope that this plan creates a new baseline that we can start from. You know, for many years, going back to 2008, when I managed the initiated measure to cut the state income tax in half for individuals and 15% for corporations. You know, the one thing that we heard more than anything from media, from even people like John Hoeven and Rick Berg and those type of folks was, oh, well, nobody's really talking about income tax. Nobody really cares about that. They only care about property taxes. Fortunately, since that measure failed in 2008, legislature has managed to cut income tax about 40% across the board. And now having a situation where there's so much money coming in, and it's so obvious that it's going to continue to come in, we've got to the point where even Democrats realize that, you know, we need to change the way that we look at the income tax because our tax system is not balanced. It's out of whack right now, and we need to put it back into balance. And I think that that creates a new baseline, and it raises the bar for Republicans. And you know, there are Republicans who are talking about eliminating the income tax altogether. Doug Burgum of Great Plains Microsoft there in Fargo was out a few weeks ago talking about just that. And I think that brought the issue into the mainstream by itself, and that this will really...
But we've been having this discussion for a while. I mean, in 2011, there was a bill, a House bill, I forget, I think it's for 1409. Last year, as a matter of fact, another effort, both of them defeated pretty soundly, as a matter of fact. So it would seem to me that this would be a little bit of a Johnny come lately out of the NDGOP. I am glad that it will open up the discussion, but, you know, to bring it mainstream, I think it's been here. I think we've just been ignored, in my humble opinion. I think we have been having this conversation. We are not being represented by the folks that we are electing to represent us. I'll put it that way.
Well, you know, there's always been a core group of solid conservatives within the Republican House and Senate caucuses that have supported these concepts.
Dustin, I'm going to have you on again because our time is done. these segments are really short. But thank you for coming on and explaining this to the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.